country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine. And
welcome back, folks. You're tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon here on March 27th, 2019. And as we go live, I'm James Kelso up here in North Dakota, beaming to you through the offices of the Republic Broadcasting Network in Round Rock, Texas. And you're invited to participate, as always, at 800-313-9443. So let's see what's happened in the Trump era here, the last 24 hours, as regards the Trump phenomenon, and another great 24 hours. Here's something I just caught, the first big Trump rally since the Mueller dud was dropped by Robert Mueller. Dud from the point of view of the left. This rally is going to be tomorrow night, if I'm reading this correctly, tomorrow night in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and it will be in the Van Andel Arena at 7 p.m. Thursday night. Donald Trump won all but eight counties in Michigan in 2016. The only two counties in West Michigan won by Hillary Clinton were Kalamazoo and Muskegon. So I have forgotten the website for getting tickets for Trump events. Shame on me. I thought it was thewhitehouse.gov, but I just looked it up, and I don't see it. I don't see the ticket page. But tickets are free, and I'm sure people are actually camped out at the Van Andel Arena right now for an event tomorrow night at 7 p.m. So this will be exciting. It'll be great to see. Matt Drudge reports it this way. He says, unshackled. We called him unleashed last night. The unshackled Trump. And here he is. he's got his top picture. You know how Drudge has a photo of the day. And his top picture is this great photo of the face of Rachel Maddow. And you know, it's funny how people's faces tell a story. You know, you learn, you can tell a lot from Rachel Maddow's face, her eyes, her mouth. She's got her mouth in that weird angle that she has her mouth at. And just everything about her just screams Rachel Maddow. Anyway, Drudge put up a perfect photo to express her consternation at the failure of her white knight, who was going to be Robert Mueller, let her down. And so that's we'll report on that tomorrow night. So 7 p.m., let's see, Michigan, Grand Rapids, will that be Central Time or Eastern Time? I should know that right off the bat. Anyway, if it's 7 p.m., it will be just ahead of our show tomorrow night. And in fact, when will Trump speak? Not necessarily when the rally begins. So, if I see it's set to begin, the rally begins at 7 p.m. So Donald Trump may be live, speaking live, when we go on the air tomorrow night. So that's always been fun, and it sure will be fun again. Andrew's got a great column today entitled "Hold the Pulitzers." And who are they? Who are the controlled media going to give? You know, they award themselves, just like Hollywood with the Grammys and the Globes and the Oscars. They give speeches about each other and praise each other in their self-admiration society, their mutual admiration society. So who are they going to give the Pulitzers to? Who in the media? Well, Ann Coulter says, the only people surprised by the special counsel's investigation of Russian collusion that it did not confirm a lunatic conspiracy theory are consumers of the modern American media. For 2 years, our constitutionally protected guardians of the truth put out a stream of misinformation promising viewers that Robert Mueller was going to reverse the outcome of the 2016 election. And of course, misinformation is just, you know, it's lies, just bald-faced lies. Everyone at fake news MSNBC, marginally less fake news NBC, and totally fake news CNN, hosts, guests, legal experts, and national security analysts should be told, clean out your lockers. Put all your things in cardboard cartons. If you need to go back, you will be escorted by security. Ah, very nice. Instead, well, that's the dream, isn't it? Instead, here's the reality. They are adamantly refusing to take back their years. Isn't this amazing? It's been years that we've had to endure this, of lies about Trump and Russian collusion. This is not a time to let bygones be bygones. The boot should not be lifted from the media's throat. Then he gives just a random selection she gives, Ann Coulter, of the crazy things said by all of these people. It was all of them, wasn't it? And of course, and it will continue that way. But there was no relief at the controlled news networks. There is no right wing, no conservative, no pro-American, no patriotic point of view ever. It's a complete arid desert and just awash in nonstop hate America, hate Trump, hate you. So that was a good one there. And at the top of Breitbart right now, let me hit refresh. See what is at the top of Breitbart. Mike Lee, senator, Republican senator from Utah, calls the Green New Deal destructive and dangerous. And, of course, it certainly is that. Alan Dershowitz drops a bomb on Jeff Zucker, saying that Jeff Zucker banned Dershowitz from CNN. Here's Nancy Pelosi. She continues to top herself. She says that the Attorney General, Bill Barr, is arrogant to think we would accept his interpretation of Mueller report. So it's an interpretation. Okay, Nancy? Here's a nice one. Devin Nunes, who yesterday, somebody on the show described Devin Nunes as maybe the biggest hero in the expose of the Russian hoax. He has made a criminal referral. House Intelligence Committee ranking member, remember he was a chairman, Devin Nunes, Republican of California, in his district. If you're wondering where in California are they sending patriots to the House, well, in the Sierra. He's in the San Bernardino Sierra area. There are still real Americans in sufficient numbers in that area to send a patriot to Congress, as California used to do with regularity. It used to be a patriot state. And then open borders happened. He's planning to send a criminal referral next week to the Justice Department that will detail multiple referrals on a number of different crimes, including leaking classified information, as part of his investigation into misconduct at the Justice Department and the FBI. So this is good news. I was unaware of this. I thought that once you lost your majority status in the House, you basically were powerless. That those great powers that chairmen have and so on, in controlling committees, were gone. But apparently not, because as the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, apparently, the article speaks for itself, has the power to send a criminal referral. That is power. As of now, it will be multiple referrals on a number of different crimes. We will have some leakers in there for sure. He says, we knew this was a joke from the beginning, and I've said as much for a long time. Basically, from the time our report came out, which has been 1 year, but now the real work begins. It's good not to have that sitting out there, but we have to now go on offense and track down all these dirty cops and bad players. Now, notice he uses the same term used yesterday by Lou Dobbs, who called Comey, McCabe, dirty cops, and the entire top of the FBI. Dirty cops. I like that that word is gaining currency. Everybody knows what a dirty cop is, and nobody likes a dirty cop, including cops. In addition, Nunes plans to interview about 50 people. Wow, so he still has some powers. Some who have never been called before Congress, who were involved or know about the pushing of the P dossier within various U.S. government agencies. That's the one that Steele dossier where we learned that Donald Trump had Russian hookers peeing in Moscow. Really. All of it made up. Just a complete fabrication. And the use of that dossier to get a surveillance warrant on the Trump campaign. Nunes, who took a beating from mainstream news outlets for challenging the Russian collusion narrative, wants to get to the bottom of how it all began, which he said was long before the FBI claims they officially began their investigation of the Trump campaign in late July of 2016. So Nunes, see, they're lying there again. And Nunes has got them dead to rights. It all stems, he says, from the fact that we know that this investigation started long before the end of July, he said. We are quite confident that this investigation started long before they told us that it did. He said it reaches all the way to the Obama White House. Look, there are big problems that the public needs to know about. Nunes said he believes William Barr, Attorney General, will have to act on his criminal referral. There will be things in there that cannot be ignored, he says. There will be crimes, so they have to be dealt with. And this is what he told us to Breitbart. He will be targeting people who lied to Congress, who perjured themselves, who engaged in criminal conspiracy. And this is a reference. I don't know what this means. Referring to the Democrats who still believe there's a Russian collusion, he said they are chasing a mythical beast. These guys are chasing, can somebody tell me who Chupacabra is? Are chasing Chupacabra. That is really what they're looking for. Unicorns, the Loch Ness Monster. And here's one that's really, this is hot. This is a hot story today. Nunes said the question of whether his Democrat colleague, Representative Adam Schiff, demon rat of California, and Adam Schiff is more representative of what California looks like politically now, should resign. The question of whether he should resign as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee should be directed to Democrat leadership. I'll let our leadership speak to that. My job is to work with whoever is there. See, that poor Devin Nunes has to attend hearings with Adam Schiff chairing the hearing. My job is to work with whoever is there. At the end of the day, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi makes the decision. But I'll just say that I think more real journalists need to ask real questions to Team Chupacabra, he said. That's a good one there. Let me check my caller board and see if any of you are clamoring to get on the air. Not so far. Lines are open at 800-313-9443. And let's just take a look here. Take a look at the what's cooking. What's cooking with our cousins in Europe? See if there's a hot story happening over there tonight. I like the tab at Breitbart.com that's entitled World. And then I click on London and Europe. And the Brexit headline, the Parliament votes against all 8 Brexit options and officially suspends the March Brexit date. Finally, Theresa May offers her resignation to get the worst deal in history over the line. Boy, we've been waiting for her to resign. But horse is already out of the barn, Theresa. You already screwed it up. Britain's embattled Prime Minister Theresa May has offered herself as a sacrifice to dissatisfied members of her own parliamentary Conservative Party, promising to resign. There's a catch. Should have known. To resign once she's got her deeply controversial Brexit deal with the European Union through. No, that's not a good deal, Theresa. Sorry, we don't need your resignation that bad. The news of the promised resignation came from inside a closed-door meeting with the so-called 1922 Committee on Wednesday afternoon, the body which represents Conservative members of Parliament who don't hold the government role, and where she is reported to have said, "I am prepared to leave this job earlier than I intended in order to secure a smooth and orderly Brexit." Just, the lady is just a sack of lies. Despite the promise, the Prime Minister hasn't apparently established any sort of timetable for her personal withdrawal, merely saying she would go after getting her deal through Parliament and before the next stage of negotiations begins. Typical Theresa May, just words. We'll be right back.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black.
I ain't yellow.
White boy looking for a place, to do my thing.
Hey, come back. Hand out living. Been there giving. I got a song to sing.
Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. White boy looking for a place to do my thing.
How can anybody write a song so well as that? Earl Haggard. Boy, we miss him.
Well, I'm a small town boy, been around a little. I like guitars and I like a
fiddle. Like fiddle.
The kind of soul it takes to fan my flame.
Flame.
Well, I'm a blue-eyed Billy, kind of frail and ruddy, so I'll have to work to be somebody. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving.
Get,
I'm proud and
get the engineer's attention
here. I got a song to sing.
Okay, there we go. I'd rather listen to Merle than me anytime. And that's a brilliant song. You know, that song, that white boy song, there's a great video. How long will it survive on YouTube? I don't know. But there's a great video of Merle recording that song in a Bakersfield recording studio, and it is just so good. It is so amazing to watch him record that, just to watch him sing, how he expresses himself as he's singing, in just with the headphones on and in front of the mic and the windscreen there in front of the mic. And but that song, I don't think it ever made it into a Merle Haggard album, because the record companies, they don't want to put that song on an album that they promote. So Merle just recorded that on his own, and the only place you hear it is in Patriot shows like this one. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. It expresses really the essence of the sort of white patriotism that I and so many other millions of us believe in, which is just a belief in our own people, just a love of our own people. And it doesn't involve any resentment or disrespect to anybody else. We just love our people. And that's what he sings in that song. I'm just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. In other words, I want a country, a place. You know, he's not talking about a shopping center. He wants a place, that's a country, where he can be a white boy doing his white boy thing. And of course, he's speaking for all you white girls, too. That's all we want, just a place of our own. And that's what we've built over the thousands of years. We've built such places. And why should they be given away or taken away from us? They shouldn't be. These are our homes. All the countries of Europe. And then the countries that are our settler people. You know, settled America, settled Canada, settled Australia. And no, they did not invade established countries. They did not, these nations, these places, were living in the Stone Age, small, tiny populations of people, eking out a survival in a forest, hadn't invented writing, hadn't discovered the wheel, were Paleolithic, that is, Stone Age peoples. And the Europeans, as a part of our evolution, our development, one of the things we did was we invented great sailing ships. And we sailed them. And landed on places where we found Paleolithic peoples who, you know, half the time simply wanted to attack us. And can anybody be such a loon that they advocate that the right thing for the European peoples to do? When my ancestors were I had ancestors on the Mayflower. One of my ancestors set up the Jamestown expedition, and also, likewise, ancestors of mine set up the New Amsterdam expedition. So can someone say the right thing for them to do when they found this new land, a forest, just an endless forest, sparsely inhabited, that the right thing to do was to get back on their Mayflower, get back into their Jamestown fleet and their New Amsterdam fleet, get back on board their boats, hoist sail, and return to Europe?
When a timber cracked and men started,
we'll be right back.
Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday.
And let's break in here with the president himself. This is live right now. This is Donald Trump talking on TV on the Hannity Show live right now. Here he is.
They would laugh like hell at what they were doing. It's a disgrace. He knew it was a lie, and therefore, in one way, you could say it's a crime what he did, because he was giving, making horrible statements that he knew were false. And frankly, you know, I heard they should force him off the committee or off the committee chair. He should be forced out of office. He is a disgrace to our country, and you have plenty of others. But he would go on night after night talking about collusion, the collusion delusion. And I will tell you this about Russia. If they had anything on me, it would have come out a long time ago, probably a long time before I ran, because they would have been better off, much better off. And I hope we're going to really get along well with them, but they would have been a lot better off with Hillary Clinton as president in terms of energy, in terms of oil and gas. Look at what we're doing with the energy. It's incredible in our country. But that's a
first
bad
time
thing
in 75 years, so we're
competition for Russia. Hillary wouldn't have let you drill. There'd be no oil. There'd be no gas. there'd be no anything to compete. Russia, if they were at all for me, and by the way, if you look at all of the things, they were sort of for and against both, not just one way. But you look at all of the different things, Russia would much rather have Hillary than Donald Trump. I can tell you that right now.
You, after the election, I remember, and I was a little surprised, because I know that a lot of the crowds, and you had a lot of big crowds, chanted lock her up on Hillary. And after the election, you said, you know what, let's move on. Do you feel that way today?
No, not really. I did feel that way very much. The night I won, they were all screaming, lock her up, lock her up. Look, she lost 33. They deleted 33,000 emails, and they were bleach bit. That's a big deal, and it's a very expensive process, and almost nobody does it because it's so expensive. But that's the way you really get rid of it. So she deleted 33,000 emails. Can you imagine if I did that? Supposing I did that. I gave millions of pages to these people that were
1.5 million.
In one case was involved with the Clinton Foundation.
This is live, folks, and just some bombshells there. Donald Trump's no longer saying let it, you know, let's move on. He's interested again in locking her up, and I love what he said. Adam Schiff, a disgrace to the country. He should be run out of office, not simply removed from the chairmanship of the Intelligence Committee. Let's go back to this is to the president live right now.
The valleys, they came from everywhere, Sean, and it was an incredible evening. And, you know, they've been rewarded because our job numbers, our unemployment numbers, all of the numbers that they really wanted are the best we've ever had. But I will say this. I said, you know, let's get back on. Let's not think about the past. Let's think about the future. But now I think thinking about the past is just okay, because we can never let this happen again in our country or to another president. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking into the future. We can never allow these treasonous acts to happen to another president. This was an attempted takeover of our government,
beautiful,
of our country, an illegal takeover. And if it were the other way around, where I was doing it to President Obama or a Democrat, it would be virtually the maximum sentence that you can find, no matter where you look in whatever legal book.
Let me ask you now, I was very critical of the team that Robert Mueller put together. You mentioned Andrew Weissman. I've gone through his record. Was at Hillary Clinton's victory party. Only Democratic donors, no Republicans at all, no Republican donors. And also Jeanne Rae, who worked for the Clinton Foundation as a lawyer, was appointed. How do you feel about Mueller today? And were you surprised at all, considering the team that he picked in this particular case, that seemed pretty partisan Democrat? And I thought it was extraordinarily unfair to pick that biased a team.
Yeah, it didn't seem to be biased. It was biased. I mean, it was tremendously anti-Trump. It was never Trumpers, and it was anti-Trump, I think, in every single instance. I know that Andrew Weissman was at her, I guess you'd call it the wake, which was the big evening on November 8th. He was there to celebrate, you know, to celebrate a victory, and he was there and not a happy camper. But these were people that contributed. Most of them contributed to her campaign. I mean, it was shocking to see it. So, you know, I wasn't exactly sure. I know one thing. I had nothing to do with Russia. But I wasn't exactly, when I looked at the team that was assembled, I wasn't exactly sure what they would, you know, maybe they'd take a sentence from here and a sentence from there. I had no idea. I know one thing. I was the most innocent human being, and they all said it. Even Comey said he found no wrongdoing. You know, in one of the few times he didn't lie, because he lied in front of Congress. Brennan lied. Many of these people lied to Congress, and nothing happened. And yet, with Flynn, where they didn't even know if he lied based
on he didn't.
What the reports are, and others, look what happened to them on the other side. But these people, there were so many lies, and lies before Congress, which is just about the ultimate sworn testimony, where Comey told so much, and he leaked classified information. Well, if somebody on our team leaked classified information, it would be years in jail. So nobody can understand what went on. Nobody really understands one other thing. When the report came out, why didn't they look at all of these acts on the other side? Why was it they all looked at our people? And now, all of that being said, the end result, it took a long time, almost 2 years, but the end result is no collusion and no obstruction. But it took a long time to get there.
Mr. President, you have the ability to release the FISA applications. There was the original application, three subsequent renewal applications. We are told, Andrew McCabe said, no dossier, no FISA warrant. That was a backdoor to your campaign before the election.
Right.
The dossier also was leaked to the Washington Post, parts of it, and Isikoff and David Corn to the American people, and, of course, never verified. Do you have plans to release those FISA applications, Gang of Eight information, the 302s of Bruce Orr and others, and the five buckets that John Solomon and Sarah Carter, as they call them?
I do. I have plans to declassify and release. I have plans to absolutely release. But I have some very talented people working for me, lawyers. And they really didn't want me to do it early on. Devin Nunes, by the way, and Meadows, and you look at Jim Jordan, and so many of the people that worked so hard. And a lot of people wanted me to do it a long time ago. I'm glad I didn't do it. We got a great result without having to do it, but we will. One of the reasons that my lawyers didn't want me to do it is they said, if I do it, they'll call it a form of obstruction. So they'll say, oh, you released these documents. So we would make all of this information transparent. You know, in politics, you always hear transparency. We'd make it transparent, and then they'd call it obstruction, knowing the people we're dealing with. So frankly, I thought it would be better if we held it to the end. No, but at the right time, we will be absolutely releasing. And I did the right thing by not doing it so far. But you understand, they would call it something that it wouldn't be. It's the only time you'd be...
I'll just mute it there, folks. That was another bombshell dropped by the president. He is going to release, he is going to declassify these devastating documents. And he gave you a very good explanation as to why he didn't do it heretofore.
The testimony is struck on page where both of them suggesting that the fix was in on Hillary, and because it was being, every decision was being run through the AG's office. That means Loretta Lynch, who also met in the tarmac with Bill Clinton, which brings this to a higher level than maybe we once thought. Any reaction to that with Loretta Lynch, apparently, according to Strzok and Page, running the show, making the decisions for the FBI at the time. And remember the interaction between Comey and Loretta Lynch when he said it's an investigation. She said, no, it's a matter.
Well, first of all, Doug Collins is fantastic, the job he's doing. He's been incredible. I wish he were chairman, but he's not. But we're not off by much. I think we'll retake the House, because they see what we've done and they see the confusion and everything there. All they want to do is investigate, and now the investigation is turning out to be something that's not very good. And Nancy Pelosi is smart. She's right in what she's saying, because to be honest with you, especially now after this great result, because I didn't know, you know, you just can't, when you see the people that we're talking about, you just don't know that you're going to get a no collusion answer, a strong no collusion answer. But I will say, I want to thank Doug Collins. I'll also say that you start taking a look at what happened on the tarmac. A lot of people say a lot of bad things happened on the tarmac between Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton. I've had a lot of planes for a long time. I've never stopped a plane on the tarmac to let somebody on the plane. And then they went and they talked about golf and their grandchildren for 40 minutes. It doesn't work that way. What did they talk about? And then she was exonerated. She was given one of the great free passes of all time. And I guess Bill Clinton said he was there to play golf. But I know the area very well, Arizona. It's a little warm at that time of the year for golf, okay? And a lot of people, it's a great state. I love it. But you're not playing a lot of golf right there at that.
110 degrees, folks. It was very hot that day. My goodness, this is really amazing stuff coming from the president live on the right show. Hannity deserves credit for keeping the flame alive.
That those things be determined and found out.
Last question about people, and then if you don't mind, I want to ask you about substantive issues. A couple of big things happened on immigration and healthcare this week. The last two, we know that Clapper lied under oath. I believe the statute of limitations, though, has passed. And in the case of Brennan, we know that there was surveillance, unmasking, and leaking raw intelligence, an increase of 350% of unmasking. Samantha Powers, who is working for the UN, asking for 300 cases unmasked. She denies it. But in that particular case of Brennan and Clapper, and Brennan in particular, multiple times accused you of treason.
Yeah.
Your reaction?
Well, I think Brennan's a sick person. I really do. I believe there's something wrong with him. And I watched for him to come out of the CIA and act that way. Was so disrespectful to the country and to the CIA and to the position he held. And he was not considered good at what he did. He was never a respected guy. Tough guy, but not a respected guy. But he lied to Congress. And the other night, before the report came out, he predicted horrible things. So things he said were horrible. And then today, I guess he said something. I didn't see it, but I heard he said, well, I must have bad sources or bad information. I mean, this is a man who really is either sick or there's some other problem. But the way he spoke, and as you know, Clapper lied, and perhaps the statute of limitations ran out on that one, but it didn't run out on Comey. It didn't run out on Brennan or Strzok or Page or McCabe. I mean, McCabe, his wife got hundreds of thousands of dollars. He was running the FBI and running all sorts of cases, and his wife got hundreds of thousands of dollars from essentially Clinton's, from Clinton's closest friend. And then he rules so favorably. I mean, he tries to say that he wasn't involved. I don't think too many people believe that. I don't believe that. But, you know, she got all those good rulings. It's really a scandalous situation, and it's so badly that it reflects so horribly. A guy like Orr with his wife, Nellie Orr, and GPS Fusion, she wrote the report and then gives it to her husband, who's at the DOJ. And
folks, just, you know, one more time, the display of Donald Trump's power of mind, recalling all of these details. He's like Sean Hannity in this regard. He's like Tucker Carlson. Brilliant mind retains the key facts.
That he goes and brings it to the FBI, and she's getting paid for doing it? It's incredible. The things that happened are incredible and very, very bad for our country.
Well, I hope you're right. I think we got to get to the bottom of it, because if we don't, and the media has been no help, the biggest abuse of power scandal. If I may move on to a couple of issues. Conservatives, when you had a 35-day shutdown, you were inviting...
Well, pause it right there, because that was the most important thing, was what the president just talked about. And that was live. That was happening right here on this show as we speak. Let me go to the caller board here. I got Dr. Kelly waiting and Tom in Florida. Dr. Kelly, you're on the air.
Oh, thanks. I'm just jonesing for some material, and I'm going to be next on the list for The Art of the Insult by Joel Gilbert. And I think that Joel Gilbert, Jerry Day, and William Wagner should be the producers and directors of a film or several to expose this, you know, from people that have looked into the original 13th Amendment and several topics that are of interest to the patriots today.
Okay. Well, and that was wonderful. I'm sure you were cheering as you heard the president live just a moment ago. Back here, let me put him back on. Here he is. Here's the president. I don't have the right to interrupt the president. Here he comes.
Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer to sit with you. You put DACA on the table, Dreamers on the table. You wanted to quickly, they said they wanted the...
I'm breaking in too much in the middle there. But the... what's remarkable about this, folks, is that the president last night, Sean Hannity, gave a salute to that small, hearty band of people at Fox who kept the flame alive, the truth about what was going on in the Russia hoax was maintained by a very small number of people, and I don't include myself because I don't have the powerful access to analysts and fact gatherers, reporters in Washington, people like Sarah Carter. Those are the people, Tom Fitton. It is those people who did the hard work and kept it before the public. All I did on this show, I'm a secondary source. I picked up the original work that they did, and I ran with the best of it that I could find. And without those people like Tom Fitton, Derek Carter, none of us would have known what was going on. Right here. Thank you, Kelly. Come back to Tom in Florida and anybody else you call.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I wish a buck was still silver.
Let's go to the president. Do the same thing if he were alive. He would be a strong Trump supporter. Here's the president.
Snap.
Whoops. Try again. Here he comes.
The former attorney for porn star Stormy Daniels, who denies.
but they are so bad and so corrupt on immigration, whether it's catch and release or chain migration or any of the various things that we have to put up with. It's terrible. So, but we're doing fantastically. We're building, in fact, in 2 weeks, I'm going to a location.
Okay, we lost that. But anyway, that was good. That was the president live. And tomorrow he's going to be live in Michigan, in Grand Rapids. I forget the name of the arena there. But it will be packed. It will be a big crowd of people. I am certain as the sun will rise tomorrow morning that there are a lot of people camped out right now for the rally tomorrow at 7 p.m. So we'll cover that right here. And, wow, you know, this is like back to the good old times of those Trump rallies and the huge Trump crowds, the huge enthusiasm. And it's all very sweet now with a Trump victory. I like what Ann Coulter said. The boot must not come off the neck of the controlled media. To a man and to a woman, there wasn't one, not one single person who said, who cast doubt on the Russia collusion hoax. Not a single one. And so if it weren't for, as I want to make this distinction, I'm not a primary source, but Sarah Carter is, and the and Tom Fitton is, and the other researchers right there in Washington, D.C., or wherever they may be. But those people kept this story alive. And even more primary, people like Devin Nunes and Matt Gaetz, Congressman of Florida, and Donald Trump showed that he's aware of this too. He gave a list of people like Jim Jordan of Ohio, and Matt Gaetz, and Mark Meadows, and Devin Nunes, and those people, Ron DeSantis at the time, those people kept a stream of truth going. They kept the flame alive. Otherwise, this whole thing was going to go straight to hell. And let me play one more clip here. This is a let me see if I can find it for you. This is a good one. Do I have it? It's Lou Dobbs. And I think I lost it. I lost it somewhere in my tabs here. Maybe I can find it in the Trump Twitter account.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Street light, believer.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.